This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, China's version of Twitter, called Weibo, will start trading on the stock market. The company hopes to raise about $400 million as a NASDAQ stock, but there are some concerns about growth and censorship, Jim Burris reports.
Weibo claims 130 million active users. Lixin Wang is one, but he's not really active.
I used it sometime last year when my friends were using it.
The Georgia State University finance professor has since switched to WeChat. It's growing at three times the rate of Weibo. That's one reason Wang is skeptical about today's NASDAQ debut. Another?
控制.
The Chinese equivalent of the word censorship. China's government bans everything from sexual innuendo to political dissent on the internet. Jason Ang wrote the book Blocked on Weibo. He says the site's not as much fun as when it debuted.
Censorship has already caused a chilling effect.
Even so, he says it's still the go-to place for China's nationwide conversation.
Obviously, investors recognize the value of having that sort of space.
Analysts just can't wrap their yen around how much that space is worth, and that's what makes today's IPO so salacious. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.